Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Klaus on Machias, and we're learning Siman Dalad. We're learning the halachas of Isaac b'mitzvah patur and mitzvah. So let's finish reading off the Chayyim and then clarify a few points. Chayyim hoyu beizim hamashamrim ubeiz hakarfim. So Chayyim gave two examples of Isaac b'mitzvah patur and mitzvah, and those were a scenario of a person which is being sharma the mace, or a person which is digging a kever. Let's say the situation was that there was more than one person who was doing it. And really one person could do it. They could take turns, but one person could do it. So in that situation, they can switch off. One will read and one will do the mitzvah of chafira or the shmira, and then vice versa. However, is potter. We said before that this halacha of mitzvah doesn't apply if there's no tircha involved. So we hear the idea of one person taking a pause, see if the pause is interrupting the mitzvah, because there's only one person to dig, so obviously he doesn't pause. But if there's two people and they can take turns, so there's no pause in the mitzvah, and there's no tircha involved, so then they should do it. According to the Rambam, so they come to, they're traveling to do a mitzvah, and they want to pause on their travel to eat something or to sleep for a few minutes. They're still parted from the sukkah, because their travel is not a travel of a personal purpose. The travel wasn't leches didoch, it was leches the mitzvah. But, however, there are mitzvahs what a person does which accrue to his benefit even without any involvement at all. So here we're saying that the person has to be involved in the mitzvah. Chazal's lashon is oisik b'mitzvah. So he gives an example. A person finds an aveda, and he makes the announcements to return the aveda, and he's mechuyev once a month to take the item out and shake it out a little bit. It shouldn't get dusty, and the dust shouldn't get absorbed into the cloth of the material and damage the material. So once a month, he's being oisik in the mitzvah. He's shaking out this cloth to maintain it for the purpose of a Shabbos Aveda. The rest of the month, it's sitting in his closet or in its designated place for his lost items, and he's waiting, anticipating for somebody to come and claim it. He definitely gets schar for this action of maintaining it in his house, but he's not involved in the mitzvah in any way, shape, or form. We won't argue that he's putter from mitzvahs the whole month because he has this aveda in his closet. He's seeking out, he heard that the item is lost, and he's going and looking for it. Or he found the item, and he knows where the Baalim is, and he's traveling to return the item. So at that point in time, he's involved in the mitzvah. He found it already. He put it in his house. He's keeping it safe. That's definitely a mitzvah, keeping it safe. However, we cannot title him at that point in time. We cannot define what he's doing as an act of being oisik b'mitzvah. So Chazal specifically used the language of oisik to describe that a person has a level of involvement in the mitzvah. When a person is involved in the mitzvah, so then oisik b'mitzvah is potter min mitzvah. I'm involved in mitzvah A, I do not need to switch into do mitzvah B. If mitzvah A is happening sort of along the way, so a person puts on tefillin. So calls when you're wearing tefillin, obviously you're doing a mitzvah. So look, a person who puts on tefillin, we should argue he's putter from Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei because he's wearing tefillin. Again, so he's not actively involved in the mitzvah at that point in time when he's putting on the mitzvah. So while he's putting on his tefillin, Anani approaches him and asks for tzedakah. So he's not mechuyev to interrupt his putting on the tefillin to give tzedakah, and therefore he shouldn't interrupt his putting on the tefillin to give the tzedakah. But once he has the tefillin on, he hasn't started davening yet, so he's not being oisik in any mitzvah. He's fulfilling a mitzvah. He's getting reward. He's wearing tzitzis. He puts the beged on, so during that moment he's putting on the beged, he's being oisik b'mitzvah. While he's wearing the beged, he's not called oisik b'mitzvah. he gets reward for every second that he wears tzitzis, but he's not an oisik b'mitzvah. So if this wouldn't be true, this would create an interesting concept that we would be potter for many, many mitzvahs, because with many mitzvahs we do passively without realizing it. I put mezuzah on my door, and I'm potter for mitzvahs as long as the mezuzah is on my door for the rest of my life. That would not be a logical understanding of what the Torah is commanding when it says, oisim b'mitzvah potter min mitzvah. Okay, that's the language of the Chayyadim. And Mezuzah, we're going to clarify some of the points that the Chayyadim says in the upcoming Shurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.